The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Want some good news? You want some really, really, really good news? Well, during that last break, Charles in Galloway called, James in Plain City called, and Mike in Leesburg called 800-YES-WORD. And right now we are at 10,100 dollars for Bibles for the persecuted church. $10,100 Bibles for the persecuted church. We have now exceeded $10,000. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The folks that have called today, Don, Lynn, Deborah, Preston, Charles, James, and Mike, and because of their generous gifts, and all of the others that have given Thursday and Friday, and several gave over the weekend, and I hope I have mentioned everybody's name. I'm not sure on Friday that I mentioned Alan and Rising Sun. I'm not sure that I mentioned Deborah in Westerville. I'm not positive that I mentioned Bruce in Mount Gilead. I hope I did. But and then Don in Fairfield I mentioned. Okay. God bless you, all who have given. We're now over $10,000. Are we done? I hope not. Every $5 provides a Bible for a Christian who is in a country where there is enormous persecution. All of these Bibles are going to the persecuted church, all of them. And may I remind you, with the Bible League, you have to earn a Bible. Not only are many of these people going to risk their lives to receive a Bible, they have to earn it. They have to go through the Operation Philip course before they can ever be given a Bible. And for $5, you can provide the most precious gift these people will ever receive in their life. So anyway, thank you. All right, we're at 10,100. I'm going to move on. I may mention it a couple more times. I'll give you an update. I'll refresh my browser here in a few minutes. But God bless you. What an incredible audience. What an absolutely incredible audience. If you want to call, it's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. When are the feminists going to start speaking up for the women who are being discriminated against by men? You know, the big Me Too movement was about women being harassed, abused, discriminated against. Have you heard anybody in the Me Too movement speaking up about transgender athletes competing against women? Every month or so, I bring to your attention a story about a biological male who has started the transition process to become a female and is competing with females. Track and field. Up in New England, Connecticut, there has been a horrible thing going on up there where a couple of transgenders who are biologically male who have been running in track meets against women. They are men who are identifying as women, and they're sweeping the state records. And some of these girls have been training their entire life for these state championships. And you talk about harassment and discrimination. Well, here it is again. Let me read the headline from the BBC. Rachel McKinnon, transgender athlete, defends World Masters Sprint title. Remember this a year ago? There was enormous controversy about this Rachel McKinnon. Feminine name, but Rachel is a biological male who is transgender. A year ago, he, identifying as a she, won the world championship of Masters Track Cycling. Well, he's done it again. Here's the story again from the BBC. Transgender athlete Rachel McKinnon defended her sprint title as the Masters Track Cycling World Championship in Manchester. The 37-year-old competing in the female 35 to 39 sprint category had set a new world best time in qualifying. New world best time for women, not men. The Canadian beat American Don Orwick for the gold, with Denmark's Kirsten Herb Sovang claiming the bronze. McKinnon's victory adds to the silver she won in the 500-meter time trial earlier in the week. Some notable female sports people have argued that transgender athletes should not compete in female competitions. They claim women who were born biological males retain a competitive advantage in some sports and have called for more research into the issue. We don't even need more research. We already know that men have superior muscle ability. In sports that require muscle, men have an advantage. And there is abundant amount of research that indicates even if they go through the hormone treatments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they still maintain an advantage. And my honest question is, where are the feminists? Where are the radical leftist feminists who are standing up for women athletes around the world that are being disenfranchised? Some of them have spent their entire life for these competitions. And then someone who has an obvious physical advantage puts them out of the race. Now, think about the inconsistency here. If this man who is identifying as a woman took performance-enhancing drugs to give them an edge in performance, they would immediately be vilified, disqualified, and probably prosecuted. Can you say Lance Armstrong? Are you with me? Do you know where I'm going here? If this man identifying as a woman was a woman who took performance-enhancing drugs to get an advantage over the other female athletes, immediately disqualified. And again, probably prosecuted. But here is a man with a physical advantage over the women, basically equal to taking performance-enhancing drugs, but because of the politically correct atmosphere around the world today, you can't say anything about them because they're transgender. I would think that common sense sooner or later will prevail, and the sports authorities from athletic events around the world would begin to wake up. And I would think that women would begin to speak up. And I'm looking at a picture of this guy. His thighs are massive. His arms are massive. And I'm looking at him compared to the other females on bikes around him. The advantage is obvious. Again, where are the women? Where are the feminists? They're nowhere to be found. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll wrap things up when we come back. You can still call the Bible League at 800-YES-WORD. I'll give you an update when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay. You are very, very fortunate that I took the break when I did. You are very, very fortunate that the microphone was not open when I checked the Bible League call center. Because I just totally, completely, absolutely flipped out. Went nuts, went crazy here in the studio. Why? Because, you ready for this? When we began the program, we were $475 away from $10,000. And I was just praying that we could reach $10,000 today. We got closer and closer and closer, and then we went slightly over. Well, I pulled up the call center during that break, and folks, we are now at $11,150. $11,150. I got people to thank. I want to thank Daryl in Lancaster for a very, very generous gift. Daryl, I hope you're listening. Thank you. God bless you. James in Plain City. Mike in Leesburg. Becky in Dublin. All gave wonderful, wonderful gifts. Just to make sure I don't miss anybody, let me give you the names of the people who have called today, and let me just thank them because I don't want to miss anyone. Today, Don in Fairfield, Lynn in Columbus, Deborah in Pataskala, Daryl in Lancaster, Preston in Cincinnati, James in Plain City, Mike in Leesburg, and Becky in Dublin. With their gifts today, and those of you who gave on Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend, we're at $11,150. I am just blown away. I am absolutely blown away. I just don't have words to thank you for your generosity. And folks, only eternity will reveal what these Bibles are going to do in these people's lives. Way, way over 100,000 people are going to be impacted by these Bibles. Way over 100,000 people. Imagine the horseshoe filled with people hungry for the Word of God. You have provided Bibles, enough Bibles to reach, because every Bible reaches about 15 people, over 100,000 people. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, you can still call 800-YES-WORD. We're at 11,150. We can still go further, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. All right, let's go to Fred in Columbus. Hey, Fred, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Hey, Pastor Bob, thanks. I'll make this quick because I know you're limited on time here, but I've got a friend who works in one of the major hospitals here in Columbus. And she works in the biology lab, and she tells me, or she has told me, that when a person is transgender, for instance, when a man wants to become a woman and takes, I guess it's testosterone or hormones or whatever.
Right.
And then when a woman takes wants to become a man and takes testosterone, she has to know that, because if they're having a medical procedure done, she needs to know what their biological sex was. So they can take all the testosterone or hormones or whatever they want. It doesn't change their DNA.
No, it doesn't.
And, you know, we've
not
seen this now time and time again, where these guys have become women, or they say they're women, and they compete in female sports, and they're blowing all the females away, obviously because of their male strength. I mean,
sure.
I don't know how people can ignore this.
It is political correctness on steroids. It is wrong.
Yeah.
It is evil. And Fred, if we live a few more years, our culture is going to look back on these days with horror at these sex change, this experimentation, this abuse of people's bodies that our medical community has agreed to perpetuate. It is abuse, and it's evil. And I believe if we live a few more years, the medical community is finally going to admit how horribly, awfully wrong they were. Hey, Fred, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right. God bless you. I got another story here, but I just want to pull up the website for Bible League just real quick and see if there's anybody else I need to thank. Yes, let me pull down. Patricia in Westerville just called 800-YES-WORD. Patricia, God bless you. Patricia just called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. God bless you, Patricia. She's the latest. And you can call tonight, you can call tomorrow. We have just blown past our goal. In fact, our goal was $6,000. We're close to doubling our goal. Should that be our next goal, to double the goal? We could do it with your help. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I'll give you an update tomorrow. But like I said, I'm about speechless, and I'm never speechless. Hey, I just want to remind you of the incredibly powerful teaching on WRFD. You know, I'm a talk show junkie. I am. When I'm in the car, I want to listen to a talk show. But folks, listen. Most of the talk shows are talking about politics, they're talking about this. The programs on WRFD are giving you meat from the Word of God. Don't forget about the quality programming right here on WRFD that will help you in your Christian walk. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.